Servicemen and women, come along now to Melody Roundup. Hop on the old stagecoach, gang. We're headed for Melody Roundup, and while riding along our musical trail, we'll listen to the serenade of Perry Botkin's band, the Song Spinners.
Songs for you, old and new, tippity-tippity-tip-o-time. Hey!
The Sons of the Pioneers.
Drifting along with a tumbling tumbleweed.
With Pop Cody and Henry Russell's Rain Singers taking turns with the chatter and the rope spinning. And all under the 10-gallon hat of our cowpunchy CQ.
Hi, gang!
Andy Devine!
Thank you, thank you, thank you, and welcome to Melody Roundup. I got a feeling this is going to be one of my better days. Hope you're the same. Bob Dolan and the Sons of the Pioneers are jumping out from behind the shady side of the chuck wagon to pitch a lariat over the neck of the Texas polka. Pitch it, Pioneers, pitch it.
There's a new kind of dance to do down our way. Started out in Texas in a small cafe. Folks all love to hear them play Texas polka. And before you're admitted to the dancing floor, sheriff puts you over when you reach the door, makes you park your 44. Texas polka. Every Tom, Dick, Mary and Alice are going out meeting their dates to do the dance that started in Dallas and wound up sweeping the 48th state. It's a sort of a melody that's mighty sweet, really very simple when you get the beat. All you do is stomp your feet. Texas polka. Every Tom, Dick, Mary and Alice are going out meeting their dates to do the dance that started in Dallas and wound up sweeping the 48th states. It's a sort of a melody that's mighty sweet, really very simple when you get the beat. All you do is stomp your feet. Texas polka.
Swell, Pioneers, you're in the pink this morning. You know, I was just thinking, maybe we ought to do a play or something on this show. Just cut loose and act all over the place. Kind of corn it up. Well, even a little more.
Yeah, but who's going to do the acting?
Well, now you take me, Margie.
Oh, do I have to?
Well, no, take... Well, let's say Eddie Cantor.
Oh, is it too late to take you?
Oh, Margie, what you said.
Oh, just kidding, Andy. But speaking of actors, give me Bing Crosby. I saw his new picture, and you should hear him sing Swinging on a Star in that picture. It's a swell tune, too. Go something like this.
Crosby, Crosby, I wonder who that is.
Would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar. And be better off than you are. Doo-doo.
Or would you rather be a mule?
Doo-doo. A mule is an animal with long, funny ears. He kicks up at anything he hears.
His back is brawny and his brain is weak. He's just plain stupid with a stubborn streak.
And by the way, if you hate to go to school, you may grow up to be a mule. Or would you rather swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar. And be better off than you are.
Or would you rather be a pig?
Oh my, a pig is an animal with dirt on his face.
His shoes are a terrible disgrace.
He's got no manners when he eats his food.
He's fat and lazy and he's awfully rude.
And if you don't care a feather or a fig, well, you may grow up to be a pig. Or would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar.
Wouldn't you rather be better off than you are?
Or would you rather
be a fish? Now a fish won't do anything but swim in a brook.
Why, he can't even write his name or read a book.
To fool the people is his only thought.
And though he's slippery, he still gets caught.
But then if that sort of life is what you wish, okay, you may grow up to be a fish.
And all the monkeys aren't in the zoo.
Every day you meet quite a few.
That's right.
So you see, it's all up to you. You can be better than you are. You could be swinging on a star.
Hey, where's Ken Carson? Ken!
What?
Oh, right here. Hey, you gotta quit sitting down in front of me. You know I'm so fat I can't see over my... Well, anyway, I just can't. Now, looky here, Ken. If I make a deal to borrow you from the Pioneers for a minute, now, what would you do?
Why, I'd do On the Alamo, Andy, just like we rehearsed it. Why?
No cooperation. Wonder where I could hire a straight man.
I know where there's a cigar store Indian. Experienced, too. Plays straight man to Bob Hope's monologues.
That'll do it. That's all, brother. Go on, Ken, sing. Wonder how a fella could break into a radio cigar store Indian.
Where the moon swings low on the Alamo, in a garden fair where roses grow, in the tender light of a summer night, I can see her wander and fro. For she said, I'll wait by the garden gate on the night I said I love you so. And in all my dreams, it seems I go where the moon swings low on the Alamo. For she said, I'll wait by the garden gate on the night I said I love you so. And in all my dreams it seems I go where the moon swings low on the Alamo.
Thank you.
she'll be glad to receive them, and I know she'll believe them. There's something we've been talking of. There may be orange blossoms later, kinda think that there will, 'cause she's done something to me, and my heart won't keep still. Give me one dozen roses, put my heart in beside them, and send them to the one I love.
Bodkin, and thanks to Country Washburn, who not only sang that good jumping tune, but also wrote it.
Well, Country and I thank you, Andy. Could I go down with the corral and pick you a few flowers?
I'm in enough trouble now. Say, where's Hank Russell and those range singers?
Well, right over here, Andy.
And what's the Hank Russell arrangement for today?
A little tune called I've Put Away My Saddle and My Gun.
That's swell, Hank. As long as you wrote it, you do it. We've come to the end of our Brandon session for today, but don't forget we're anxious to play and sing your requests. So just write to us at Melody Roundup, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. Till next Roundup time, this is your CQ, Andy Devine, saying the best of everything good to you and yours.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.